Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name's Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Monday, September 23rd, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 48, the first paragraph. The reader may still ask through two paragraphs ending without a reasonable assumption as a starting point. And we'll be commenting on these two paragraphs today. Today's reader's 12 steps, Leland P., 12 traditions, Mary P. Readers of the text, Penny L.C., Chanel T., and Janice P.M. The reference number for Sunday, September 22nd, is 21,764. That's 21764. And for this morning, Monday, September 23rd, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,765. That's 21765. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Loretta M., and Shelley E. will do the announcements. Thank you so much to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Leland P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Hi, it's Leland P. from Berlin, Germany, recovering compulsive overeater. 12 steps for Readers Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service. I pass.
Thank you so much, Leland P. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Texas, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 48, starting with the first paragraph. The reader may still ask, reading through two paragraphs, ending without a reasonable assumption as a starting point, and we'll be commenting on both paragraphs today. I'll now ask Penny L.C. to read and then share with us.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for your service. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. The reader may still ask why he should believe in a power greater than himself. We think there are good reasons. Let us have a look at some of them. The practical individual of today is a stickler for facts and results. Nevertheless, the 20th century readily accepts theories of all kinds, provided they are firmly grounded in fact. We have numerous theories, for example, about electricity. Everybody believes them without a murmur of doubt. Why this ready acceptance? Simply because it is impossible to explain what we see, feel, direct, and use without a reasonable assumption as a starting point. And I reflect on this paragraph thinking, I am called to ask myself why I should believe in a power greater than myself. I'm being offered reasons to believe. I was once shown by a sponsor how there were 28 reasons to believe offered in this chapter. I've already learned, first, that I am suffering from an illness which only a spiritual experience will conquer. I have been told that, second, I am able to choose my own conception of a higher power. Now the text is providing the third reason for why. Why let go of resistance? Why have faith? Why? Because since there is much I am unable to explain today, yet I accept, like as mentioned, electricity or, say, gravity, then I can choose to transfer my acceptance without a reasonable assumption as a starting point that there is a higher power available and suitable for me. Why not believe? Why not be open and willing to consider any alternative belief system? What's the downside? Is there one? I've heard others have decided to try being open and willing, and their outcome has been a release from the torture of their disease. All I need do is set aside everything I think I know and welcome new ideas and concepts that resonate with me. Sounds doable. I can tell you I did it. I did try it. I created a completely new conception of my spiritual source of support. It has worked for me. I am now convinced that my overwhelming problem found a greater, all-powerful solution. Finally, I have every assurance that my freedom is available to all who seek it, each one of you in need and open to believing. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny LC from Washington, for getting us started. I'll now take a list of names of people who would like to share on these two paragraphs. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us today? We're talking about page 48, starting with the first paragraph. The reader may still ask through two paragraphs ending without a reasonable assumption as a starting point. Who would like
Roz
to share?
Roz G.
Roz G.
Christy D.
Christy D.
Jim S. Toledo.
Jim S. Joan Marie M.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay, let's start with that lineup. I have Roz G., Christy D., Jim S., Joan Marie M., and Deborah G. Roz G., please go ahead and get us started.
Okay, thank you for your service, everybody. I'm Roz G., recovered compulsive overeater. And, the reason that I believe is because I've tried everything else and it beat me to a pulp. My life was very badly mangled. I had digestive problems. I had two surgeries due to over-exercising because I was trying to compensate for my eating. And all of my church attendance didn't help me a bit. Those are the reasons that I believe. I don't know what else to say. My father he's still alive. He's 86 years old. He's one of those firmly grounded in fact people, theories, science proof. And, he's had a good life, but I see a lot of, things that are missing, for him. And of course, that's me taking his inventory. So it's really none of my business, but I'm just saying getting out of myself and depending on a power greater than myself, for me, it's Jesus Christ. That's just for me. I need that. I cannot do it by myself because when I do things according to my will, self-will run riot, doing what I want to do, it gets me into nothing but trouble. And I don't want to feel, see, and direct. God's my director. God's my employer. God's my principal. When I was the feeler, the director, and the user, without reasonable assumption, I was a mess. And so today, I depend on God as my director, my employer. For instance, I have to be at work at 8:45 in the morning. I don't have a first period class, so I don't have to be there. But because God is my employer, I'm there on time. I work for God. I don't work for the district. And, you know, I may be kind of going on rabbit trails and stuff, but just to say that having facts and results is great for some things, but for this compulsive overeater, it never worked. Nothing, not one thing. I failed, and I failed miserably. So I'm just going to go ahead and pass there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Christy D., it's your turn, followed by Jim S., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Yeah, good morning. This is Grateful Recovering Overeater Bulimic Anorexic Christy D. from Oregon. I think the thing that's really resonating with me this morning is just the importance of the spiritual aspect of the program. And I'll say that that's the part as I go along in my recovery journey that I have found has been one of the most crucial for me. I think part of my character defects and my disease is a lot about control and controlling the amount of food. And I came in and tried to approach OA similar to, you know, like a diet. Just, you know, I think I focused a little too heavily on the tools of the program. And I think that's, you know, if I followed the steps 1 through 12, if I did the right number of meetings, if I weighed and measure, if I just followed all the rules, you know, that would equal me, you know, getting the perfect body size, me being better. And I approached spirituality kind of like that. If I was good, you know, God caught me being good, then, you know, that would equal my life being good. And I don't know that I intellectually like was aware that, you know, I thought like that. But I can tell if things weren't going my way, you know, I sure was disappointed. And, you know, one of the things we talk about in program and we read, you know, we say like, thy will be done. And one of the things I learned early on that I started to pray every day was a third step prayer about, and that the proper use of our will is to be, you know, praying for our higher power's will. You know, and to me, that's kind of like the essence of spirituality, and that walk with our higher power. Is it's one thing to intellectually believe in something, it's another thing to behave and act as if you believe in something. And I think what I discovered is there was a misalignment, right? Like I would say I believed in a higher power, and intellectually I think I did, but I really wasn't living my life and acting like I did. You know, I was trying to run the show. I was trying to be the director of everything. And, you know, it was clear by the way I was acting that I didn't really trust, you know, my higher power in their plan for me and what they were doing. And, you know, that's my biggest lesson is when I really start to struggle, it's usually because I haven't let go and let God. And almost always the first thing that my sponsor will say is, you know, where's HP in this? So I'm just grateful for the relationship that I have with my higher power today and the ability to start aligning, you know, my beliefs with my actions and behaviors. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Christy D. from Oregon. Jim S., it's your turn, followed by Joan Marie M., and please let us know where you're calling from. Star one, Jim. Okay, Jim, we're not able to hear you. Maybe we'll go on to Joan Marie and come back to Jim. Joan Marie, please press star one and share with us.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Joan Marie, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater by the grace and power of God. Wow, I mean, I just had so many thoughts going through my mind as reading this. And, you know, my prayer is always, God, I don't know, but you do. What to say. So here I go. I always believed in God, but I had a God that was restricting and not very kind. And today, my God is everything, and prayer is everything to me. And prayer is talking to God, a power greater than myself. If I could have done this myself, I would have. I tried. I tried every diet. I tried every program. I tried everything, and I could not do it. And I still could not do it because of the food blocking that power. My God gave me a free will, and he will not take that free will back. So I had to ask for the help and really surrender. Not only the food, but surrender my whole life, my whole attitude on life. Everything I thought about and did, I had to surrender that and to learn and make room for more things to be known, to be revealed to me. My God reveals so much every single day. If I draw near to him, he draws near to me. I'm sorry about my dog. He's agreeing with me, I think. So with that, because he's so loud, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share, Dawn. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. And yes, I believe your dog is agreeing with you. Thank you so much. Deborah G., it's your turn to share with us, and then I'll be taking some more names. And again, just a quick reminder, we're on page 48, talking about the first and second paragraph, starting with the reader may still ask, ending with without a reasonable assumption as a starting point. So get ready to press star one after Deborah G. and let me know you'd like to share on these two paragraphs. Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dawn, so much for your service again and everyone that has made this meeting possible. And welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad you're with us today and all the share. Thank you. Thank you so much to keep me aware. I was going with what was coming up here, and it was remembering when I was growing up, I was told all these facts, and I was told all these things about God, and I went with those because I didn't know anything different, and I really didn't believe that. It was like I was going through the motions with it because that's what I was given, and that's how I lived for so long, and there was so much self-centered fear and self-will that went along with that. That's how I did my life, which brought me to get help, which I'm glad all that happened because it brought me to a place of getting help. And it wasn't until I came in here did I start to experience something that was happening with me with it that I truly was connecting with, because I was so disconnected before. And what came up just recently within the last maybe, I don't know, 2 years, is the word mystery. And that has helped me so much. Also, my concept of a divine loving power, presence, light, that helps me so much. You know, because I believe that, yes, all this was helpful at the time that was given to me, and I went with whatever, but now I'm so grateful for what I have today with this. And you know, I really didn't in the past believe that it was a power greater than myself, that it was God, you know, and now I believe it's a power greater than myself because I have no power. I have no power. And I'm so grateful that I've had this experience to see, to become aware of something different than before, because it's working. And that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. from Arizona. And before I take a list of more names, Jim S., are you back on the line? Would you like to share with us? Star one, Jim, if you'd like to share. Okay, perhaps he had to step away. So I will then go ahead and take a list of names of people who would like to share on these two paragraphs. Again, we're talking about page 48, starting with the reader may still ask through the end of two paragraphs that ends with without a reasonable assumption as a starting point. So we do value your experience, but we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Shirley R.
Shirley R. Who else would like to share? Press star one.
I'll share Chanel T.
Chanel T.
Janice K.
Janice K. Who else would like to share?
Julie P.
Julie P.
Betsy H.
Betsy H. Well, that's a fantastic lineup. Let's stop there. I have Shirley R., Chanel T., Janice K., Julie P., and Betsy H. Shirley R., please go ahead and please let us know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from California.
Very good. Please share with us.
What I say is my heart, and deep within my heart, this program has helped me to grow deeply into a spiritual way of living that I've never experienced in my entire long years of life. And I see this because, as one of the persons said, God is my, and I am his servant. And I humbly reach each day with that awareness, and I believe that my present attitude of letting him direct my life completely every day through prayer, like he is my very best friend. I talk to him about everything all day long, and I find I don't have time to overeat. I don't have time to do anything but what his direction is. And I thank you for this opportunity to express my thoughts. And thank you, Dawn, for your service. Amen. I pass.
Thank you so much, Shirley R. from California. Chanel T., it's your turn, followed by Janice K. And so go ahead, Chanel, please share with us and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, Dawn. I did just, I believe, hear Jim come back on the line. So I don't know if you wanted to take him first. I'm cool, no matter what.
Okay. Jim, was that you on the line there?
Yes, it was.
Oh, fantastic, Jim. Well, Chanel has given you some space here, so go ahead and share with us, please, Jim, and then we'll take Chanel following you. So go ahead, Jim.
Jim S. from Toledo, Ohio. That's just what I wanted to say about my higher power. He's a rescuer. I mean, I have a lower power, too, that tries to restrict me, and he exerts his will in my life, and I have to persevere. So anyway, what I wanted to say is I was in a space outside of the will of God to the point where I wasn't even feeling bad about it. And I thought, oh, my God, where am I at? What am I doing? And my buddy in AA called me or texted me and said, have you had your share of AA today? And I had to tell him I didn't go to a meeting all day yesterday and I didn't go the day before. But him calling me and asking me about that, we had a wonderful time together. And I felt the presence of my higher power. And I'm in the land of the living. Only because my buddy called me and shared with me. And I'm going to pick him up to go to a meeting right now. I'm about to pick him up and go to a meeting. So there's life after death. That's the way it is for me. And I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim S. from Ohio. Chanel T., it's your turn now, followed by Janice K.
Hi, thanks. Thanks so much, Dawn, for your service. Thank you, everybody on the line. Welcome, especially to the newcomers. I'm Chanel T. I'm a grateful compulsive eater. I get to live in recovery today, and that's purely by the grace of my higher power I choose to call God. And, you know, do I understand how everything works? Can I? I want to sometimes. I really want to get how this works, why it works, whatever it is. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. When I turn on a light, I don't really go into the, try to figure out the math and the physics behind that. When I turn on the sink, when I flush the toilet, you know, et cetera. In my case, even when I start and run a car. Now, there's things in there that can be explained pretty easily. A car, I don't know, I'd say it's easy. But it's explainable why it works. But at some point, there's always a point where it can't be explained easily, or it can't even be explained all the way. Talk about the beginning of the universe, okay? And I don't want to get into an argument over that. I'm just saying, can we really explain that? Some of us have strong beliefs about it, including scientists. But it doesn't mean that we can fully explain it. I can't explain why I'm powerless. I know I'm sick. I have an illness. But I can't explain and tell you and make sense of how I'm powerless when it comes to compulsive eating, that when certain substances pass my lips, that there is essentially an allergic reaction, an adverse reaction to it. Can't explain that. I can't explain exactly how the earth turns, revolves on its own axis. There's some stuff behind that, right? That might be explainable. But what set that all into motion? And then it orbits around this sun. I can't explain that. And I can't explain my higher power, who is my higher power, not my grandmother's, not yours, mine. I can't explain it. So why do I keep trying? Why do I keep trying to explain that this is exactly how it works if I work the steps? This is going to happen when I do this, and this is that principle, and this is, you know what? It doesn't matter. All that matters, honestly, to me now, is the freedom I have today. The freedom that I get to share with others, that this is something that I keep, that we keep giving away. And that, yeah, I work these steps like my life depends on it, because it does. And for some reason, I believe that reason is a power greater than myself. So it's a noise in the background there. That's an alarm. For some reason, it works. A higher power does for me every single thing I can't do for myself. I'm sure I could go on and on about this. Why do it? I'd love to hear other people instead and just say, if you want freedom, stick around. Work the program like your hair is on fire, like your life depends on it. With that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Chanel. Did you want to let us know where you're calling from?
Thanks, Dawn. Washington State.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. All right. Janice K., it's your turn, followed by Julie P.
Hi, this is Janice K. in Oregon.
And the words that strike me in this paragraph are stickler for facts and results. Back in the 50s, there was a really popular television show. I was quite young at the time. And it was called Dragnet. You guys, some of you may remember that. And one of the phrases from that show that entered popular culture was, "Just the facts, ma'am." And so the first reason we should believe in a higher power is, let's stick to the facts. Do you feel better after you went to your first meeting? Do you continue to feel better? Someone mentioned that in their life, they found light givers and light takers. And I thought, boy, that's the truth. Who are my light givers? Because, boy, everyone wants and needs a light giver. The light givers are people who offer hope and support and love and not criticism or judgment. So my first vision sponsor was a light giver for me. And I needed it badly, and I was willing to do anything so that I could become a light giver. Sad fact is, light givers are not that way because they pick the job and say, oh, I want to do that. It just happens when you reach a certain, when people reach a certain point of growth. I think that we notice this is commonly observed in the rooms, I think, when we hear, take your mess to your sponsor and your message to the meeting, because the message is hope. No matter how far down the scale we may have fallen, we will, our lives will help someone. And listen for the light givers. If you want a sponsor, listen for a light giver. Ask them how they got what they have. Okay, and that kind of, I'll wrap it up at that point. Stickler for facts and results will respond to the fact that this works, that there is hope and light in these rooms. Thank you for listening. I ask.
Thank you so much, Janice K. from Oregon. Julie P., it's your turn to share, followed by Betsy H.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here. My name is Julie P., and here is one of my facts. I am definitely a compulsive overeater. And another fact is that I took a job in the middle of the woods in northern Minnesota and did not have good cell service for over 30 days, and my self-will run amok. I did not take my higher power with me, and I am so grateful that I am back in cell service currently in Turtle Ford, Saskatchewan, and that you all are here, because I have learned that I need you. I need to hear the message every day. Otherwise, my ego and my will are in charge, and I know that doesn't work. I don't need to know why a higher power works. I just need to trust that that higher power is with me. But I have gone out to do a little more research and learned that even that my higher power alone for me is not enough. I need you all along with my higher power. I need the support of this program and you wonderful people who keep showing up every day. And I am just so grateful for that. And I'm wishing you all a blessed day, and I'm grateful I'm back on the bus. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Julie P. from Minnesota. And if you happen to be just tuning in to us, we are on page 48 talking about the first two paragraphs there, starting with the reader may still ask through two paragraphs ending without a reasonable assumption as a starting point. So Betsy H., please share with us, and then I'll take a couple more names.
Hi, this is Betsy H., recovered compulsive reader in California. And this is interesting paragraph. Why should I believe in a power greater than myself? I think the biggest reason was that I really need help. I needed help when I came here. I couldn't control food. I was overeating out of control. I couldn't control my weight. I couldn't control people, places, and things. And they're driving me crazy. And I was miserable. I needed help. And I'd tried for so many years and decades on my own, and I hadn't been able to solve the food problem or the weight problem. I hadn't been able to solve that much of my problems, really. And I think it's more scientific to try something and then observe what the results are and see, it does this work or does it not? And so I think it's actually, for me, it's very scientific to try out the 12-step program of action. And when I am in meetings, I hear other people talk about how they are doing the 12 steps and they've problems in their lives have been solved. They've been able to become abstinent. And that boosts up my faith that that could work for me. And then once I start to implement the program, I can see it in my own life. And so that's very practical. Like it says in this paragraph, being a stickler for facts and results, I think it's very practical to believe in a power greater than myself because there's so many things I can't control and I need so much help in my daily life. I mean, I don't 100% understand how electricity works. I don't think anyone does. I mean, we don't know why the electrons behave as they do. But it works for us, and we can have light in the house. I don't 100% understand all the dynamics of how my cell phone and my tablet work, but they work for me, so I use it, and it helps me. I don't 100% understand, you know, what makes the sun to rise every morning, what makes the tides in the ocean to work as they do. But, you know, I enjoy the ocean, and the sun, I enjoy the sun every day. It gives us light. I don't understand how to make, I don't have the power to make my lungs breathe or my heart to beat 24/7, but it is happening. There is some kind of a power that's greater than myself that is doing that. And so I think it's very practical just to do the 12 steps and get a good connection to this power and then be able to get into recovery and not have to compulsively overeat today. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Betsy H. from California. And I'm now going to take a list of a couple people's names who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us?
Lynette P.
Lynette P.
Carrie N.
And Carrie N. Okay, Lynette, please go ahead and share with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Dawn, and for everybody that has spoken so far. Wonderful. I'm Lynette P. I'm from California. And my higher power, you know, I think I've grown spiritually over the years, and of course, I'm depending on my higher power. And I know these paragraphs talk about, you know, taking sort of a risk in believing in a higher power regarding our affliction. And I think for me, my higher power, and probably for a lot of us, my higher power works in all areas of my life. And in my own experience, when I had my last major relapse about 25 years ago, and I've had other smaller ones since then, you know, it was, yeah, the food and gaining weight, that was horrible. But I really did not like that separation from my higher power. As I got away from my higher power, I got into relapse. When I am not seeking out my higher power and growing that relationship, addiction and practicing it, it looks more enticing, or that's the answer. But I don't want to go there. And but that's been my experience. Not that that has to be everybody's experience to experience relapse, to realize, yeah, there's a higher power and I want to get back to my higher power. But that has been my experience. And I've heard wonderful about our higher power and people's growth in that area. And even for myself, my higher power, my concept can change and evolve. And it's okay. You know, it's okay. And I accept that. And I just know that there is a higher power, and I want to be in contact with that higher power. I liked how somebody said, you know, throughout the day, and I do try that. But, you know, I just have to start out my day, you know, in that prayer and meditation. And, yeah, I think that's it. And that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lynette N. from California. Carrie P., please share with us. Star one, Carrie.
Hi, it's Carrie N. from California. And as I read this about the fact that I need to believe based on facts, I am an ex-worshipper of reason. And I'm glad that I came to OA to solve a problem that I have that I could not solve on my own. And when my sponsor asked me to read the big book, I ran across this information about a power greater than myself, and that that's actually needed for me to recover. And so I that was my assumption as a start, without a reasonable assumption as a starting point. So my starting point was the big book. And it was just assumed that that's what I would do. So I went ahead and started that journey of expanding a spiritual life. And then the facts that are required for me to believe are very simple, because basically I met people that told me about a condition they had that was very similar to mine. And they told me about what they did and the results they got. And that's the facts, and that's the proof that I have. So I don't have to doubt. And my direct experience, you know, when I look at the food, that I do all the actions to, you know, buy the food, bring the food home, prepare it, and then have it on my plate, and then ingest it, that in itself is so extraordinary, the difference between how I used to eat and how I eat today. And that is a direct experience of a power greater than myself, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Carrie N. from California. And Lynette, the person who shared prior to Carrie was Lynette P. from California, so my apologies there. Thank you so much to everyone who shared, and we'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Chanel T. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then. Star one, Chanel.
Here I am prattling away on mute. Hi, this is Chanel. I'm a grateful compulsive eater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is sick. It will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship will be right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the ship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until